This is Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Holly Kernan. Oil giant Chevron and its neighbors in Richmond have been fighting for nearly a decade over a proposal to retool the oil company's refinery. Most everyone agrees the plant needs to be modernized. What they don't agree on is how to do it. Chevron says the $1 billion project would make the refinery cleaner and safer. Environmentalists say the upgrade does too little to lower toxic emissions in a city plagued by high asthma rates. But some residents argue that Richmond, one of the Bay Area's poorest communities, needs the jobs that the project would bring. KLW's Ronnie Cohen brings us a snapshot of last week's contentious city council meeting about the refinery's future.
More than 400 people have filled Richmond's Civic Auditorium. You can spot the Chevron workers. They're wearing blue and white shirts saying Richmond Proud and waving signs that read Modernize Now. Signs supplied by Chevron.
Good evening, Madam Mayor.
Folks like Donald Smith talk about their loyalty to Chevron. He says the oil company gave him a job in the Richmond plant when he was released from prison in 1995. And his work was to help reduce air pollutants.
During this improvement, not only did Chevron produce cleaner, safer gas, but I too was improved with a livable wage, benefits, a sense of self-worth.
About 2,700 employees and 850 contractors work in Richmond's sprawling Chevron plant. The refinery is the largest taxpayer in the city with just over 100,000 residents. Smith says the energy company has taken care of Richmond's residents, and the city should greenlight the remodel.
And lastly, I'd like to say, for all the people against this project, I don't remember seeing one bicycle parked out front.
I rode my bicycle here tonight.
That's Planning Commissioner Marilyn Langlois. The city council's lawyer has recommended that the council approve a more environmentally friendly project than the one Chevron initially proposed. But it would be a less green project than the Planning Commission wants. Langlois urges the council to follow the commission's recommendations. To have Chevron replace all its aging pipes, to permanently fix all its leaks, and to dome all its tanks.
Imagine a city council that isn't deterred by threats of lawsuits and requires Chevron to undertake reasonable safety and emissions reductions measures as part of this major construction project.
The city actually approved Chevron's modernization plan in 2008, but environmentalists sued and a judge stopped construction. The court found the city had failed to consider potential air pollution from new supplies of heavier crude. And the city should have required lower greenhouse gas emissions. Right now, the city's trying to figure out how low. But many at the hearing worry more about jobs than pollution. Unemployment in Richmond is nearly 10%, far above the Bay Area's jobless rate. Antoine Cloyd, who's worked at the plant, says the council should focus on what steady employment means for people like him.
If you approve this project, the kids will now get PlayStations and Barbie dolls and bears that talk to them. See, it's a difference when a man can go home and be a man with a job.
But Mia Yoshintani sees it differently. She's with the Asian Pacific Environmental Network and says Richmond can have jobs and clean air if it adopts the Planning Commission's stricter recommendations.
Take the opportunity that's in front of you, the opportunity to begin to invest in the transition from fossil fuels to clean, renewable energy that is inevitable and that only makes the Richmond economy more robust, more diverse, and more powerful.
West County Toxics Coalition Director Henry Clark has spent decades fighting for environmental justice in Richmond. And while many of those battles have been against Chevron, he now embraces the oil company's modernization plan.
This project here is the best refinery project that have ever come before people here in the city of Richmond. Period. And here we are talking today about zero net increase in greenhouse gas and associated toxins. You can't beat that. You should be trying to jump out of an airplane to support a project like that.
But not everyone wants to take the leap. They know Chevron is far and away the largest employer in Richmond, and they want to make sure all those workers and all of Richmond's residents are safe. After 5 hours of discussion, it's past 11:30 p.m., and 88 of the people who signed up to speak are still waiting for their turn. In Richmond, I'm Ronnie Cohen for Cross Currents.
KLW's Sandhya Dirks contributed to that story. Richmond City Council is holding a second meeting for public comment tomorrow night. You'll find links to more information at klw.org. Just click on Cross Currents.